The federal government's setting its sights on internet downloading and copyright. The Attorney General, George Brandis, used speech in Canberra today to foreshadow copyright law changes. He's considering asking providers to warn customers who illegally download or to block sites where content can be downloaded illegally. But providers argue that one of the keys to tackling piracy is speeding up the release for open sale of films and TV shows in Australia. Lexi Metherill reports.
Australians are among the worst offenders when it comes to illegal downloads.
We love stealing stuff. That's what we do. And a lot of that stealing comes from a frustration of not being able to get it in through any other channels that are legal.
Dan Illick is, among other things, a filmmaker with an interest in digital creation and copyright. He says internet piracy not only hits the major studios and production companies, but also smaller Australian outfits.
The filmmakers for 100 Bloody Acres, which is a shock horror feature film which got released out earlier this year. They made that film for very little money, and because it got so pilfered online, no one went to cinema to see it. However, the flip side of that is the distributors of that film chose not to show it in many cinemas. In every capital city of Australia, you can only see it in one cinema. So in order for people to be able to see that, they would have had to make it to one cinema in a state capital near them to see it. And that's kind of crazy in today's world.
Cracking down on internet piracy is on the agenda of the Attorney General, George Brandis.
The Great Gatsby, Australia's most successful film at the local box office last year, is now centre stage after its haul of 13 actor awards and an Oscar nomination. Unfortunately, the success achieved by The Great Gatsby has led to the piracy of the film, placing the sustainability of our screen industry at risk.
Copyright holders like film and television studios have argued that it's internet service providers, or ISPs, role to prevent internet users from illegally downloading their content. But in 2012, in a landmark ruling, the High Court found the ISP iiNet was not responsible for its customers' illegal activities. Now, Senator Brandis is considering mechanisms to deal with internet piracy.
This may include looking carefully at the merits of a scheme whereby ISPs are required to issue graduated warnings to consumers who are using websites to facilitate piracy.
The Attorney General recognises it's a complex reform and there are issues about how the costs of such a scheme are shared between rights holders and ISPs. ISPs say studies show that such schemes where customers are given increasingly severe warnings don't work, and Dan Illick agrees with them.
The problem is that this kind of scheme really hasn't worked anywhere else in the world. Because of the nature of the internet, people are going to find ways to get around this scheme, ways to get around being able to be reported for this scheme and such.
The Attorney General has also flagged another potential solution.
Another option that some stakeholders have raised with me is to provide the Federal Court with explicit powers to provide for third-party injunctions against ISPs, which will ultimately require ISPs to take down websites hosting infringing content.
John Stanton is the head of the Communications Alliance, which represents ISPs. He says it's possible to block sites, but that raises questions.
That's certainly possible. It raises all sorts of questions about the freedom of the internet and access to sites. But the Attorney General talked about the potential for court injunctions requiring ISPs to block access, and certainly ISPs will always respond to court orders and comply with them.
I mean, that would be websites like YouTube, like Facebook, so many websites which have content on it which are subject to copyright. It sounds almost sort of impossible to be able to block all those.
Well, that's certainly the risk. Firstly, that you end up blocking things that oughtn't be blocked, that you reduce the utility of the internet, And so it's by no means a simple fix. There can be unintended consequences by moving in that direction.
The Australian Screen Association, which represents film and television studios and distributors, says it backs the measures proposed by Senator Brandis this morning. It disputes the Communications Alliance's claim that graduated warning schemes don't work. The association also says blocking rogue websites is an effective solution that's worked in many countries. But John Stanton from the Communications Alliance argues a key part of beating the scourge of internet piracy in Australia will be releasing content here faster.
You can track the prevalence of improper downloading against content which isn't available in Australia at the same time as it's released overseas. And it's that frustration, the inability to buy affordable and legal content that often tempts internet users to go via alternative methods.
The head of the Communications Alliance, John Stanton, ending Lexi Matherall's report.